Nearly all have no criminal record. Some are veterans and ex-law enforcement officers, but the Justice Department is throwing the book at them. Even worse, federal judges and prosecutors argue that these folks are a danger to society because they doubted the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. In one case against a man who didn't even enter the building, a federal judge nonetheless denied bond and said this, quote, "This is an offense that at the bottom was an attempt to stop democracy from moving forward because people were unhappy about the results of the election. I don't think the defendant will follow my conditions if he believes I am part of this machine of the democratic process." Well, that judge ought to be part of the Democratic Justice Department because that's how that judge is acting. Not as a judge, but as an advocate, as a part and parcel of this. You could call it a conspiracy because these people are working to silence anybody that supported Donald Trump.